Well, we are really excited to have our next guest join us. Michael Corbat, the CEO of Citigroup, is going to be speaking at the Detroit Economic Club Tuesday, October the 8th. Michael, thanks for joining us.
Thank you. Thanks for having me this morning.
Well, this is exciting. What is the plan for Tuesday morning with the Detroit Economic Club?
Well, I think as you've just been talking about on your show, it's a pretty interesting time in the world. We've got very strong unemployment. We've got trade deals. We've got mixed signals in the economy between the very strong health of our consumer and probably a bit of waning confidence in terms of many of our businesses. So I think we're going to have a lot to talk about.
How closely are companies here keeping an eye on what's going on in Washington, D.C.? It's been turbulent there. Every day something new.
I think everybody's been paying. Certainly business has been paying close attention. And if you think about business, what business really looks for is stability. In that stability, the ability to make longer-term decisions. And I think some of the uncertainty around tariffs, some of the uncertainty around timings of potential deals, I think some of the as I just described, bifurcation or in many ways, the way the economy is divided between the consumer and business, I think has business a little bit watching rather than acting. And I think we've got to work our way through that. So I think we're going to have a great conversation at the Economic Club.
The tariffs with China, have we seen an impact yet?
Absolutely. In two ways. One, I think we're certainly feeling it here. And if you go through sectors, if you go through agriculture, if you go through parts of manufacturing, as I travel around our country, I certainly hear people speak to it. And I think as importantly, I was in China a few weeks ago, and it's being very much felt there. I would say I felt it more there than here in the United States. So the things that we're doing here are certainly having an impact there as well.
Does the president have the support of the business community trying to get better deals with countries like China, or is it so turbulent and causing so much trouble that they'd rather he back off a little bit?
Well, I think like anything, it's going to be in the nature and the outcome of the deal. In many ways, that if you look at trade agreements, and this one probably being an example, trade agreements need to be refreshed over time. And I think there's areas around intellectual property. I think there's areas of fairness where Chinese businesses are allowed to come to the U.S. and compete here, yet we're not allowed to compete there, that business is very supportive of. So I think it'll, as always, kind of be in the heart of the deal. But I think around certain of those policies, business is very supportive.
I cover a lot of federal court cases, and I see all of these intellectual property cases come through where people basically just flat out blatantly steal property of American businesses. And we watch them go through the courts, and there'll be fines and maybe prison time, but it doesn't seem to slow down the problem of theft.
Well, we've got to. I think is probably the world's premier inventor and user of technology, and in fact, exporter of technology. We've got to make sure that the rights of our people who are doing terrific things are protected, not just here in the U.S., but around the world. So I think as you describe it, a lot has happened over time. And I think one of the things that's trying to get solved in this trade deal is to make sure that those rights are protected around the world.
And like most things, there's the short term you have to look at and then the big picture. How do those two things look and how different are they?
Well, I think in trade deals, trade deals tend to have pretty long lives to them. And so you're not necessarily negotiating a trade deal for next week or next month or even next year, but you've got to take the longer view. And I think one thing that people are learning is that trade deals take a while to negotiate. They're big documents. They're complex documents. And I think in today's world, people are even trying to bring more things into those negotiations. So I think that we've got to be smart and we've got to create something here that's enduring, because I go back to where we started. Business wants certainty. Business wants stability, and we don't want to be back at the table in a couple of years going at this again.
How important are things like the Detroit Economic Club, where people come together and share ideas and experiences?
These are very important forums, and I think the Detroit Economic Club has a phenomenal history, and I think, you know, really attracts the business leaders of the community there, and I think they are great forums for people to have the ability to hear people come speak. They're great where those business leaders can come together and share ideas and share their challenges and solutions. And I think they're just great forums to bring people together to talk about the things of the world. And as I described, you know, the world's not an easy place today.
You know, we see the news headlines and we do understand how turbulent it is, but do you feel like the ship is moving along steadily and everything is going to work itself out?
Well, I think when you look at the U.S. economy, really the backbone of the U.S. economy is our consumer. About two-thirds of our economy is driven by the consumer. And again, as the employment numbers spoke to again this morning, there's jobs, housing's in reasonable shape, consumer savings, consumer indebtedness, all in reasonable shape. And I think the big question that's out there and what's trying to get solved is, what should the stance of business be? Should business be investing and even hiring more? Or should business, you know, be cautious? And I think that right now those questions are on the minds of business leaders, an important piece that we've got to try and help them solve.
Does the message get hard to get out with social media and all of these cable channels where people are screaming and yelling and everything seems so extreme all the time?
Well, I think it creates a lot of noise out there, and I think we've got to try and apply the filters to what's there, and in many ways you've got to go back to the data and what's the data really telling you and have the ability to get through that and try and really see what's underlying in the fundamentals and then to be able to react to that.
Well, we are really looking forward to hearing you at the Detroit Economic Club Tuesday, October the 8th. Michael Corbett, thank you for joining us.
Thank you. Thanks for having me on.
All right. You're listening to WJR.